This is a summary of Finding Freedom by bestbookbriefings.com. Finding Freedom. Harry and Meghan and the Making of a Modern Royal Family. By Omid Scobie and Carolyn Durand. 3 years into their marriage, Harry and Meghan decided to take a six-week vacation in a mansion in Victoria, Canada, in order to escape media criticism and harassment. While there, they decided to take the time to sort things out with their lives, making sure to follow their hearts in the process. 1. Who is Meghan? In June 2016, Meghan landed in London and went shopping for shoes in Selfridges, a high-end department store. Having been raised by divorced parents who had financial troubles, she made sure to look for shoes that would last. A short history of Meghan's life follows. Her parents made sure to show her the importance of a good education. Meghan studied at the Little Red Schoolhouse, a prestigious elementary school in Hollywood. Various sources confirm that throughout her education and career as an actress, she was always hard-working, choosing to spend her free time advocating for charity or practicing for auditions instead of partying. Eventually, she would find success in her role as Rachel Zane in the TV show Suits. 2. How it started. Before she married Harry, Meghan had been in two public relationships. The first was with Trevor Engelson, a young producer whom she was married to less than 2 years, before getting divorced in 2013. In 2014, Meghan began dating Corey Vitiello, the owner of one of Meghan's favorite restaurants. In spite of Meghan looking for a serious relationship, by 2016 they broke it off. Despite growing up in the royal family, Harry was known for being a fun and casual guy, largely in part to the way his mother Diana had raised him. She made sure to treat Harry and William equally, since the rest of the royal family saw William as the heir, and Harry as a spare. Harry's first serious relationship was with Chelsea Davey, which lasted 7 years. His next relationship would be with the actress Cresside Bonnows, which lasted 4 years. Both relationships ended because his partners couldn't handle the pressure of the paparazzi invading their private lives. On their first date, Harry and Meghan met at a private room at Soho House. Harry was thrown off by Meghan's charming demeanor and realized that she wouldn't be impressed by the fact that he was royalty, and he knew that he was going to have to step things up. They quickly got along with each other, and the date ended up a success. 3. Falling in love. After her visit to Britain, the relationship continued to quickly grow stronger. They would meet again on a trip to Africa. The continent held a lot of meaning for both of them. Meghan had gone there multiple times for outreach trips, and Harry saw it as a natural sanctuary where he could be himself. They went on a safari trip to Menno Ekwena, a camp at the edge of Makgadikgasipan's National Park. There, Harry was impressed by her down-to-earth and accommodating attitude, and Meghan was surprised to discover how safe she felt with Harry, sharing so many things that she rarely shared with anyone. 4. A media circus. Despite her friends' warnings about the risks of being in a relationship with a member of the royal family, Meghan went all in, and so did Harry. They became more comfortable with each other, regularly visiting and such. 4 months into their relationship, they received the news that the Sunday Express was going to run an expose article about their relationship, with rumors that they had been tipped off by an employee of one of Harry's family. Prince Harry's aides urged him to cut his visit with Meghan short and return to London before the paparazzi found him, but he decided that he wanted to stay by her side for what would come next. 5. Meghan scrutinized. With news of their relationship now out to the world, Meghan began to face the full force of the paparazzi's interest. It would come with many challenges, like the scrutiny of her social media presence, but the most challenging element was the racism. Tabloids would refer to her upbringing as gangscarred and denigrate her mother as a dreadlocked African-American from the wrong side of the tracks. There were discussions about how Meghan was not the typical blonde previous royal girlfriends were. With anti-immigration sentiments rising in Britain, the idea of a non-white entry into the royal family brought out a lot of hatred in people, who would call her various slurs and insults online. While this was difficult for Meghan, it was a large source of frustration for Harry, especially considering his childhood history of having a famously harassed mother. Via Kensington Palace, Harry released an official statement that condemned the abuse and harassment Meghan faced, a bold move especially for the royal family, who rarely made direct public statements. 6. New rules. After just a week of their relationship being made public, Meghan was feeling the stress. It seemed that no matter what she did, she faced criticism and scrutiny from the media. Harry's publicity team would help her learn how to protect her and Harry from the attention, as well as the new rules of conduct regarding social media. 7. Shutting down the TIG. Meghan came out of 2016 more confident and more careful. In spite of continued struggles with the media, including a troubling incident with a hidden photographer in Jamaica, controversy was mostly kept to a minimum. Meghan decided to shut down her lifestyle blog The TIG, understanding that her position as royal girlfriend would make anything she posted there more fuel for public speculation. Through it all, she remained sure that Harry really was the one for her. 8. Conservative royals. After another trip to Botswana, the couple realized that they were both willing to fully commit to a relationship and began considering the prospect of marriage. Upon hearing this, Prince William approached Harry, advising him not to rush things, but Harry noted a tone of snobbishness in William's voice and was offended. Fiercely defensive of Meghan, Harry faced off against him, as well as other members of the royal family and court that were more conservative regarding Meghan's place as Harry's potential wife. 9. Public debut, a remarkable success. The royal couple made their public debut at the 2017 Invictus Games, an international sporting event hosted by Harry in honor of injured members of the armed services. Harry's advocacy would be honored by many important people, including Barack and Michelle Obama, who would appear at the very first opening ceremonies. As Harry prepared for the big event, Meghan was busy preparing her look for the event. Much like with Kate Middleton, women everywhere were now looking to her for fashion inspiration. What she would wear would inevitably become popular. The Invictus Games were a success, both in terms of the event itself, and in showing the world that Harry welcomed both Meghan and her family, as he had invited her mother Doria to attend as well. 10. London, Here I Come. In November 2017, Meghan wrapped up her role on Suits, and packed up to move out of Toronto and to London, where she would conclude her acting career to live with Harry. In London, she met the Queen for the very first time at Buckingham Palace. Although nervous at first, the Queen proved to be very warm and loving, and they got along well. Gradually, Meghan began to settle into her new home at Nottingham Cottage. It was where Harry would later propose, to Meghan's enthusiastic agreement. With the Queen's blessing, and Prince Charles' announcement on November 27, 2017, Meghan Markle was officially announced as Prince Harry's royal bride. 11. Royalty 101. Shortly after the announcement, Meghan began officially undertaking the process of becoming a proper bride. This started with her application for UK citizenship, but also involved things like informal training on royal etiquette, as well as an intense security course with the SAS on things like what to do during a kidnapping. Meghan was a quick learner to the ways of being royalty, but she maintained her own independent thoughts, choosing to uphold her values and use her influence to make a difference. Harry and Meghan attended a Commonwealth Youth Forum event and pledged to support young LGBTQ people, which would have been completely unbelievable for a royal couple only 50 years ago. 12. Family members and childhood friends. Samantha Markle was Meghan's estranged half-sister, and she had no qualms about using their connection for her own personal gain, falsely portraying Meghan as the manipulative social climber that the media suspected her of being. As Harry and Meghan continued to grow stronger in their relationship, Samantha created more stories about her for financial gain. All of these stories were untrue, as apart from her being almost 20 years older than Meghan, they rarely ever saw each other, having been born to different families. Meghan continued to be under fire from the media about all sorts of falsified and overblown claims. Ninicky Priddy, a childhood friend, joined the wave of people who wanted to cash in on their relationship with her. She sold many photos of childhood memories with Meghan and accused her of being cold and calculating. She also claimed that Meghan had been planning on being a part of the royal family ever since she was a child. Even her own father, Thomas Markle, became involved. After weeks of paparazzi trying to stalk him in his hometown, he cut a deal with a photographer to take more flattering photos of him, in exchange for a cut of the proceeds. When asked by Meghan if he'd known about the photos, he lied. Despite this, Meghan was only concerned about his well-being, and wanted to make sure he would make it to her wedding in time. 13. Absent father. Despite Meghan's multiple attempts at contacting him, Thomas didn't respond and refused to get in the car that would take him to the airport. It would turn out that he was trying to explain his situation to the media on his own terms, to little effect and lots of stress and confusion. For days before the wedding, Thomas claimed the stress of facing the press had given him a heart attack and he needed surgery. While recovering, he had been in no shape to travel and attend the wedding. Needless to say, all this cast a shadow over what was supposed to be a happy event. 14. Just like fairy tales. Despite it all, preparations for the wedding continued. Meghan woke up early to have her hair and makeup done. Billions of people would be watching the wedding ceremony. Everything had to be perfect, from the dress, to the jewelry, to the performers. The event was attended by celebrities from all over the world. Bishop Michael Curry, the first African-American Episcopal bishop, delivered the service, and Chikou Kan Mason, the first black musician to win BBC Young Musician of the Year, played at the reception. 15. The reception. The reception at the State Apartments, although private, was equally lavish and well attended. What follows is a description of the catering, the wedding cake, and the performers, including Elton John and Idris Elba performing a short stint as the DJ. Despite the large number of guests, the dinner was intimate and personal. Friends of Meghan could tell how much of her style and personality had gone into planning the event, and Harry's old friends and family regaled the crowd with stories of his childhood. By 11 p.m., it was time for a wonderful firework display to conclude the ceremony. But the trials of their marriage had just begun. 16. Severing ties and getting pregnant. On June 18, 2018, Thomas Markle went on Good Morning Britain for a controversial interview. He apologized for being a part of the staged photos and for accepting payment for them, although he was also receiving payment for the TV interview itself. Thomas continued talking to the media without consulting his daughter or the palace's advisors, claiming things like Meghan looking terrified during the wedding and that she'd cut off ties with him and wasn't responding to his messages. Meghan made a final attempt to reach out to her father in a 5-page letter, pleading with him to stop lying to the press and to allow the couple to live in peace. Thomas responded by suggesting they do a photo op for the press, where him and the couple are happy together. This response shocked and devastated Meghan, and she stopped trying to reach out entirely. In the fall of 2018, Meghan and Harry went on another royal trip. This time, Meghan was pregnant. In spite of this, Meghan was determined to make the most of the trip, going out and delivering speeches and engaging with people, even with the threat of Zika virus. 17. Duchess Difficult. On November 10, the Mail on Sunday began publishing a series of troubling stories. Harry and Meghan's assistant, Melissa Tubarty, had quit after only half a year of employment. The paper alleged that the reason for this was because Meghan was a bad boss, further reporting that Meghan had been demanding and emotionally abusive to Melissa. While all of this was happening, the palace remained quiet. The couple wondered if there were people who were more concerned with protecting Melissa instead of Meghan. There was another series of controversies when the couple moved out of Nottingham Cottage and into Frogmore Cottage. Because it wasn't close to where Prince William and Kate lived, the media launched into a narrative of rival duchesses, with The Telegraph reporting that they had an argument that ended with Kate in tears. Sources close to the authors claimed this to be untrue. Kate and Meghan didn't know each other that well, but there was no bad blood between the two of them. Rumors about Meghan continued to spread in the media. The Express reported that the palace staff called her Duchess Difficult, which became a title that stuck. 18. Rifts and separations. Aides in Buckingham Palace were alarmed at the press coverage and speculation regarding the growing rift between the royal brothers. Having royalty divided amongst itself could prove to have a fatal impact on the monarchy itself. Despite their efforts to convince the public otherwise, the rumours continued, and on March 14, 2019, the palace announced that they were separating their offices. Sources close to the authors suggest that a large part of their disagreements might have stemmed from funding, with the brothers requiring approval from Charles, and William always seeming to get preference over Harry. Harry didn't want to stay in his brother's shadow, so he wanted to start his own household with Meghan. Following the announcement of their separation, their staff was also divided among them. 19. Settling in. Significant renovations had to be made to Frogmore Cottage in order to better accommodate the royal couple and their upcoming child. While there was a large budget in place for these renovations, the couple paid for the interior renovations themselves. With the final stages of her pregnancy approaching, Meghan began to slow down her outreach work in other countries. Staying in England, however, meant more criticism from the media. Coupled with her anxiety over the arrival of her firstborn, Meghan was suffering emotionally. Still, visits from friends and her own efforts made it so that she reached the due date healthy and ready to give birth. 20. Archie's arrival. For her childbirth, Meghan picked the Portland Hospital, a US-owned hospital in London, mainly for its discreetness. On May 6, Archie Windsor was born with no complications, if a few days overdue. The couple had decided on his name early on and had also decided not to give him a title, so that he could decide for himself when he grew up. Harry decided that he wanted to announce the birth to the media on his own terms, choosing not to lose control of the important moment. The baby would have an intimate media shoot for his global debut, only 2 photographers and 3 cameras. Harry was overjoyed at the birth and was eager to do as much as he could, both in supporting Meghan and in taking care of the baby. 21. Their own narrative. Frustrated at Buckingham Palace's slow response to the media misinformation against them, the royal couple decided to launch an Instagram account called @SussexRoyal, which would provide Meghan with a platform, via which she could directly talk to the public. She drafted many of the early posts herself, and it became a way to reach a new generation of people. The account gained 2.1 million followers within 24 hours, beating out the Pope for the Guinness World Record in that category. It was a way for the couple to control their own narrative, as well as a place to share precious moments and publicize their own events and advocacies, for Harry still felt that they often took a backseat to the plans of other family members. 22. Suing the media and stepping down. On October 2, Harry published an open letter that presented a legal case filed against the Mail on Sunday for their continuous misrepresentation and harassment of Meghan. Although not as public, Harry had also filed lawsuits against The Sun and The Mirror for allegedly intercepting his voicemail messages. While members of the royal family had sued the press before, they traditionally issued a formal correspondence on it. Harry had chosen to post his announcement on a website of his own. He wanted to protect his wife and son, partly in honor of his own mother Diana, who had faced her own struggles with the press, but he also saw the toxic media in Britain as a system that needed to change in order to make a better world. The royal couple would go on to be more open about their struggles, with Meghan being open about the mental stress her new role as royalty was causing her, and Harry publicly admitting that there was indeed tension between him and William. All this was in an effort to get away from the usual media games the royal family had always faced. This would all set the groundwork for the couple to eventually step away from their roles as royalty, cutting themselves off from the sovereign grant in the process. While it would mean having to financially support their various advocacies and endeavors on their own, it would also allow them to break away and live part-time in North America, which would give them some reprieve from the toxic British media and from the tension within the royal institution. They launched their website, SussexRoyal.com, which laid out their plans for a new working model for their plans moving forward. All of this, of course, was planned with the full intention of still serving the Queen and honoring her reign. The announcement would put the palace in a difficult position, as the changes were now as good as stated, but they still had to sort out logistics for this massive transition. The Queen invited Harry to meet with her, Charles, and William at what the media would call the Sandringham Summit. 23. The Sandringham Summit. Many things came to a head during the Sandringham Summit. Harry's frustration at not being taken as seriously as his older brother, Charles' position as both the Prince of Wales and father to the two men, and William's own struggle with having to recognize his brother's desire for independence. In the end, things were worked out amicably, and with support and understanding from both Prince Charles and Queen Elizabeth. Although Harry and Meghan would no longer receive support from taxpayer funding, Charles was willing to provide for Harry from his own personal funds if needed. However, the transition did come with sacrifices. Not being a senior royal would mean that Harry would have to give up his military honours and uniforms, something that was a real struggle for him. However, he accepted it and delivered a farewell speech that made it clear that he wasn't walking away from his commitments, but instead continuing his work elsewhere. In some ways, his speech was reminiscent of the one Princess Diana delivered when she announced her withdrawal from public life. 24. Finding freedom. Even as their time as official royals concluded, Meghan and Harry kept busy. Harry spent his last days in the UK assisting with the transition, and Meghan maintained her responsibility as the patron of the Association of Commonwealth Universities, and said her farewells to the scholarship students and her dedicated team members who she would now have to part ways with. The couple decided to officially move their home base to California. With news of the upcoming coronavirus epidemic, they wanted to make sure that they were good and prepared to stay in one place if that was required. Even now, as tabloids and news organizations continue to hound them, they have begun to make their own freedom. Even without their royal positions, Meghan and Harry continue to work towards making the world a better place. Whether you prefer to read or listen, we have something for you. Visit bestbookbriefings.com now for more summaries.